Peace multiplied. I awakened this morning enjoying the peace of God which passes all understanding, and with the phrase peace multiplied being spoken by the still small voice inside. Not before last, my husband and I arrived at the home of a dear friend with whom we've been in fellowship for over 35 years. She's one of the very few people that I felt I could be totally transparent as I've been on this spiritual journey. Though we lived in the same area for decades, I moved hundreds of miles away 15 years ago. Of course, modern technology has enabled us to continue our relationship mostly from a distance, though we do see each other at least once or twice a year, sometimes for as long as 3 weeks. Yesterday, a mutual friend, with whom we've both been transparent, called, and I had a very long and satisfying conversation with her, where we were able to share the things that really mattered to us, not just engage in small talk. I say all this to say that as this peace multiplied kept being spoken to me, I began to associate it with our visit. I thought of the words communion and fellowship and assembling, and of the contemplation 10 righteous men that I had written a long while ago. So I got out of bed and discovered that both Peter and Jude had used this phrase, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. They speak not only of peace, but also of grace, mercy, and love being multiplied through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I knew that these scriptures were being fulfilled in our lives by our coming together and sharing our knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. We, through assembling ourselves together and exhorting one another, are experiencing the fellowship and communion which enables the peace, grace, mercy, and love to be multiplied to us. Just as even 10 righteous men could have saved the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah from destruction. Although we cannot put our trust in man whose breath is in his nostrils, for it is only God who can guarantee that we will never be alone, our effectiveness and influence is undoubtedly multiplied when we come together in unity and one accord, for a threefold cord is not quickly broken.